want to welcome everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I want to welcome you to our live Impact Lunch Break call here on Blog Talk Radio. We affectionately call it One Family, One Focus Radio, and I am so excited. I've got my partner in success with me, Ms. Charlotte Warren. Charlotte, how are you doing this fine, fantabulous morning?
I'm doing fine and fantabulous, Silas. This is a great morning. Happy to have Back Office Basics today with Samantha Belke. She's joined us again today.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
How are you, Samantha? How are you doing? I got incredible text messages last week about the live Blog Talk Radio we did with Samantha, and people got some incredible information. And, you know, what we ask you to do on Wednesdays is, if you can, be in your back office on your computer so you can follow along. The beautiful thing about this is we will record this call so you can go back. And one of the things that I always say, you know, learning is repetition. So, you know, go back and listen to this call again and again. Have your computer out. If you're not able to look in your back office right now, have no fear. It'll be recorded. And you can go in your back office. But, you know, Samantha does an incredible job. She's the guru of the back office, the front office, in fact, all of the offices. And, you know, I can't wait to get her on here today. But, you know, I've learned some incredible stuff from Samantha, and a lot of times I lean on her even sometimes after hours. And I'm just so grateful and thankful that we have her on the team. And so without further ado, I'm going to turn this call over to Ms. Samantha Belke. This is Hidden Hunger Global's back office training with Samantha Belke. Samantha, take it away, young lady.
Hi, you guys. Again, thank you for, you know, having me on the program. Last week we went over getting started, you know, how to log in, how to change your personal information, and how to enter a customer or a partner. And this week, I want to kind of go over how to enter a new ambassador, how to understand the reports that are in your back office, and how to read the calendar so that you can see what's going on with schedules for calls or events that might be in your area. Just kind of an overview so that, you know what you're looking at when you see it. So once you've logged in and you're on the overview page, there's four ways that you can enter in a new ambassador. And that seems like a lot, but it's to help you be able to be more successful in getting things accomplished. So the first way that you can enter in a new ambassador is through your back office. You're going to go to organization. And the second tab on the left says enroll new. When you click on that, you know, you're going to have the application come up. And you can either have the new person, you know, beside you filling out the information together, or, you know, you have them fill out an application at a meeting or in a coffee shop or wherever, you know, you may have had this conversation with them and introduced them to Hidden Hunger Global. So when you go through the application process, it's the same as when you signed up. You know, you agree to the terms and conditions. You enter in credit card information. You press submit. It's going to automatically send them a welcome email that will have their member ID, password, and links to, like, the digital member kit and getting them started. So that's the first way. The second way.
Sam, before I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to ask this question. So the first way you say is going to your back office. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So now we have some new people who just got started this past week. In fact, some that got started yesterday. And I know this might sound basic, but can you share with everyone how to get into your back office?
Oh, absolutely. When you get your welcome email, it'll have a link at the bottom that you can click that will take you to the sign-in page. And you enter in your member ID and your password. Or you can go to HiddenHungerGlobal.com and click sign in there at the top. and it'll take you to that same sign-in page.
Thank you so much, dear. Continue on.
So the second way to enter in a new ambassador is if they want to sign up themselves. So let's say, you know, you give them one of your business cards and you've shared the opportunity and the mission, and they go home and they're thinking about it and they've decided this is something that they feel led to do as well. So they can go to your replicated website and click on Get Involved, and it will take them to the same application. And they can sign up at any time, day or night, the same way. And you get an email that says that you had a new person sign up under you. So that's the second way. The third way to be able to sign up is if, say, somebody's having trouble or, you know, they may not have a computer and you may not be at your desk, you know, or, you know, at your laptop, then you can have them call us and we can enter them in under you here at Member Support. So you can, you know, call us on the phone, you can send us an email, you know, and we can get in contact with them and we can do that kind of process. So the fourth way to enter in a new ambassador is by faxing in the application, you know, or scan and emailing it in. And that, you know, like I said, that's not a problem. I mean, we don't mind helping out and entering in that information for you. And again, you know, we'll send them the welcome email. We send an email to you, let you know that it's been completed. And they'll get their member ID and their password or their temporary password, and then they can log in. So that's how
wow,
you get started
okay.
That way. Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, one of the things that I do as well, and I tell them if they're going to do it their own, because some people want to do it on their own, like you said, I always tell them when they go do it on their own and when the application pulls up, make sure they see my name in that top left-hand corner as the sponsoring rep. And just a little tidbit that I do to make sure, because then if they don't see my name, they call me, and sometimes, you know, I've had people who have actually not been on my site but been on a company site, and then I can redirect them to, hey, you forgot to put in / my number or / Team Faithwalk. So that's just one of the things I do, but continue on, Sam.
And if somebody makes a mistake, you know, you can always contact Member Support and we can fix that. So that's not something that is, you know, irreversible. You know, so that way it kind of takes a little bit of stress off of you guys, and it also, you know, helps being able, like I said, you know, to just, cause, you know, it's a computer and sometimes, you know, mistakes happen. So again, that's not a problem. The second thing that I wanted to go over was understanding the reports. In the commissions tab, there's some really, really critical information that people need to understand about how to see the progress of not only your business, but your organization. So the first thing that I wanted to go over, and this kind of goes along with the New Year's Revolution promotion that, you know, we're doing this month, is understanding the volume totals. So when you click on commissions, the third tab down says volume. When you click on that, you're going to see each month, you know, and their totals, and you're going to see the start date, the end date, the total PV, which is personal volume, the total GV, which is group volume. Then you're going to see by leg, by level, and by member. So if you click on January 2016, you're going to see your personal volume and the total group volume or gross volume of your organization. So here you'll be able, and this is done in dollar amounts. So if you're trying to reach that $1,000 bonus and you need the $8,000, you know, in organizational sales volume, which is OSV, then you're going to be able to see that total here for you and everybody infinitely deep into your organization. So when you click on that, you'll be able to see also, you know, who is doing what, which members are more active, which ones only may have one or two sales, you know, all that information is here. Now, the next one I wanted to go over was the Revolution Qualifications Report. This one is done in whole numbers. So you'll see, you know, January 2016, and you'll see lifetime rank and organic rank. So lifetime rank is the highest rank that you have achieved throughout your HHG career. The organic rank is the same. You know, it's what you have earned. The pay-as rank is what you are paid as that month. That actually fluctuates depending on what you've been able to do, whether you've reached, you know, your 20 PSV to be able to, you know, hit the highest of personal sales of that benchmark, or, you know, if, say, 1 month, you know, you only got 16, you know, then it's going to show you as being, you know, an executive associate rather than a director. Or, you know, and you can go through in the resources and pull up the ambassador rewards program sheet, and it has all of those benchmarks on it. But you can go back and look and say, okay, well, I need to kind of push and get out there and get some more sales, or, you know, talk to your people in your organization and get them to, you know, kind of push forward and get them to have, you know, better performance. Because it'll show active and it'll say yes or no. Now, this shows no if you do not have a personal sale for the month. As soon as you have one personal sale, that changes to yes. And let's say you or your customers, they don't have their sales till the end of the month. Don't worry, because everything is done in a 30-day cycle, 31-day cycle, depending on, you know, the amount of days that are in a month. So even if that's only on the last couple of days of the month, the computer is going to go back and it's going to calculate the entire month. So you don't get penalized for whatever day of the month that those personal sales become active. And it restarts every month. So if you have people on auto giving, you know, every month on the 1st, everybody starts back at zero. And then when you get, you know, your personal sales, then that counts as one. If it's an auto giving, that still counts as two, you know, and then it becomes active. The personal sales volume Q is the qualifying volume. That's, like I said, the whole numbers. So it's going to be, you know, director and above, of course, you know, is 20. So you know in order to meet that benchmark, you have to have 20 or more in personal sales qualifying volume. Organizational sales volume qualifications, that is the whole number sales of your organization. So for the 8,000 in personal, in organizational sales, you know, that you need for that bonus, you know, you're going to need between 400 and above in order to meet that dollar amount. So that way you can kind of cross-reference the Revolution Qualifications Report and the Volumes Report in order to see how your organization is pushing forward in order to become more successful. And when you click on these, again, you know, it creates an itemized list of everybody in your organization. So you can see what each individual has as far as their personal sales volume. Then the next one, it says legs, and active legs. So that's going to be either, you know, 1, 2, 3, 7, however many people, you know, however many legs that you have. An active leg is one person in that line that has one or more in personal sales. So that doesn't have to be someone in your front line. That could be someone 15 levels deep. So that's the great thing, you know, about our program, is that it doesn't have to be someone who is direct to you. It's anyone in your organization creates an active leg. Now, the other two, it says legs, SD, senior director legs, or legs executive. Because once you get up to the higher levels, when you get to executive level, you don't just have to have active legs. You have to have quality legs. So you have to have two legs that are senior director legs. And again, you know, you'll be able to click on that and see who those people are. And that doesn't mean that they have to be direct to you. Again, that's anybody infinitely deep in your organization. And when you get to, I want to say that it's the second tier in executive, I want to say it's like a senior executive, you know, you have to have two senior director legs and like an executive leg. So again, you know, that will show that you have those qualifications to see what your rank is going to be. So this helps you to be able to understand what your progress is and where your success is at, and be able to see those people and how they're doing. And as a leader, you can reach out to them and mentor them and get them involved in meetings and in phone calls and seeing what they need in order to help. Because we don't just work with people that are direct to us. We work with everybody. So by saying that, that goes to the third thing that I wanted to talk about, which is understanding the calendar. So when you click on the calendar, and I apologize because my computer's taking a minute to load, you're going to see, you know, the month of January or February or whichever month that you want to look at. And here on the left is a legend. And what it's going to do is it's color-coded. So you're going to see the morning glory phone calls or the opportunity calls, ambassador training, HHG on location, world impact parties, you know, they're all color-coded. So that helps you to understand what these schedules mean, what dates they are, what kind of meeting that is. So here, you know, you'll see that in purple is, you know, the world impact parties and where they are. So let's say you're looking for something that's going to be in your area, and you kind of hover over them, and it'll show you, you know, the date and the time and where this meeting is going to be at, who's hosting it, and their contact information. Now, if it has a little half circle with a line through it, that means that that event is recurring. That event is going to happen every day on that day. So, like, the morning glory calls is Monday through Friday. So you'll see all these blue boxes with the circle and the line through it, and you can hover over it, and you can get the information for that call. Or, you know, we have a meeting that's going to be in Houston every Tuesday. So you can plug in and gather people in that area and direct them to go to that meeting. And other fun stuff that we do on Tuesdays, we have an opportunity call at 8 o'clock. So you can get people to, you know, call in and have that telephone number and the PIN, and they can listen to the opportunity. On Thursdays, we do a webinar. So they can log into their computer and they can watch the slideshow. And that same slideshow that we use is the slideshow that's available in your digital member kit and for download in the resources in the back office. So you can learn to present the opportunity by listening to other people do it. And that way you become more comfortable with it because you can hear it more than once. You know, you can get people say, okay, you know, if you're not available to meet with me on Monday, then on Thursday at 8 o'clock, plug into this. And it keeps people aware of what's going on. And if you have an event that you're hosting, call into the office, let us know. We'll put it on the calendar for you. Well, like I said, we get the information of the date and time, the place, and we ask your permission if you want, you know, your phone number put out there so that they can contact you and other members in your area to be able to have more people come and invite guests. So that's always a good thing, is being able to work together so that we're all successful, because it's not just about the business, it's about the mission.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, Sam. I got a question. you know, on the website itself, in the back office, and you know, here I, you know, you explained to me how I would look for my volume, and you know, and I've got some people that were looking to run to hit that contest, you know, the $1,000, but also they want to be a senior director as well. And, you know, we had this conversation before, and I just want to clarify for everyone. So your personal sales, having to get those 20 personal sales, and then you have four active legs, and you got to have 400 OSV. And if you get 8,000 in volume, you're going to have 400 OSV. We know that, right? So, but here's the thing. The people's personal sales count in their OSV. So, you know, you don't have to limit your PSV to just 20 because it's going to count toward your OSV. So you want to get as many sales as possible. And, you know, Sam, I pulled away for a second. You may have went over this, but where do you see your personal sales? I guess if those are in whole numbers. Do you have to have Revolution to be able to see that, or is that available for every person to go in their back office and see it? Where do they go to see their personal sales,
Revolution,
their PSV?
The Revolution qualifications report is available to everybody.
Awesome.
And that will show you your personal sales in whole numbers, as well as all of your organization's personal sales, which... The easiest way to understand organizational sales volume is to think of it as your organization's personal sales. And personal sales isn't just something that, like, you purchase. It's you plus customers.
Right.
And organizational sales volume, for qualification purposes, is you or one leg plus the rest of your organization. So you can, your personal sales count in that number. So that 400 in organizational sales volume, let's say that I had 100. You know, I had 100 in personal sales. So that 100 is going to count in my 400 in organizational sales. And it's going to count in that $8,000 of organizational sales volume in order to reach that $1,000 bonus for this month. Like I said, it's not hard. It's just tedious. You know, once you get to learning the system and learning the vocabulary, you know, and where to find stuff, it becomes second nature.
Got it. And, Charlotte, are you there? Do you have a question at all for Samantha and the back office training? She did an incredible job in talking about the different reports, especially in the calendar. And she clarified some things for me about the calendar because I was going to ask the question: is if a person could go add their own information, but it's good that they have to call the office and let the office add it. We don't want everybody out there just adding anything. But I just want to mention to everybody: if you have a IPP that you're doing, an Impact Power Party, or if you have a meeting of any kind, we encourage you to call the office and get it on the calendar. Because you never know, you may have somebody in your area that's looking for a meeting or looking to get involved. And the more that we can post things, the better that we are. If you have any, I don't know if you have a question or not, but I'm gonna bring on Ms. Deborah Sales here in a minute. But I want to make sure that if you have a question, Charlotte, I'll allow you to ask right now.
Well, you know, I appreciate Samantha giving us all this information, and I don't, because I'm with Samantha on a regular basis, not necessarily have many questions that come to mind, but I do know that a lot of times when we have ambassadors calling in, the thing that they do ask a lot about is understanding the reports and wanting to make sure that they're qualified. And so we have some callers call in that may not have caught the information that you shared a little bit Samantha, about finding out if they're qualified. Could you explain that again, or could you explain how they would be able to figure that out from their back office?
Right. I mean, all you have to do, you got to understand that as an ambassador, we have the ability to purchase up to half of our qualifications ourselves. So if the goal is 20, you can purchase up to 10. You know, the goal is, you're trying to, start small, you want to set the goal as being an executive associate, you can purchase up to 8. So it's 50% of the personal sales of that. So you have to have 50% of outside sales, customer sales, non-ambassador sales. So if I went and I bought 20 because I wanted to have 20 child-saving products, and that's cool, but only 10 of those are going to count towards my 20. So you'd be able to look and see on that 20 there who purchased what, whether it was a customer or whether it was a personal purchase. So that also helps, and also being able to understand, where the volume is coming from and who, you might need to work with. And, he said it's in whole numbers. So it's going to show you, if it's 1, 5, 10, and if they have a customer, it'll show you that it was a customer order. And, like I said, it's going to give it to you in whole numbers. And on the volumes report, that's going to show you that same information in dollar amounts. Now, an important thing that I forgot to mention is that the volume report is updated in real time. So as soon as someone hits place order, that is updated. The Revolution Qualifications Report is updated once every 24 hours. So it waits until midnight when everything is settled and it runs through its nightly process. And another place that you can see the volumes is here on your front page. It'll say the last three period volumes, and it'll show you the last 3 months and what your personal sales and your organization sales were for those months.
Great. Again, we are doing Back Office Basics with Samantha Belke. And so today, if you're just calling in, she's explaining to one of the ambassadors how to enter new ambassadors, how to understand reports, and how to read the back office calendar. And we want you to know that this this call is being recorded. And so if after the call you want to pull this up and get in front of your computer and kind of go through the steps that she's explaining, you can do that. And so we just wanted to reiterate that for you. But thanks, Samantha. That was a good explanation. I'm glad you remembered that. Silas, did we want to bring any of the callers in?
Before I bring some callers in, I've got a quick question. Samantha, if a person wanted to check and see in his organization if his ambassadors were active and if they were on auto-giving, is there a place to check that, where you could actually see if they're active? And that way, if they're not, we can give them a call and encourage them to get back active. And is there a way to see if they're on auto-giving? I'm not sure if there is or not.
There is. It's a Revolution Pro feature.
Okay.
So when you sign up for Revolution Pro, it opens up every tab in your back office, whether, on the computer. And when you click on organization, when you have Revolution Pro and you click on ambassadors, it'll show you what's called downline groups, and it'll show downline, new inactive status, new active status, who is in your front line, and reps that were within their 60 days. So the new active status is done in a 31-day cycle. And it's not from the 1st to the 31st of the month. It's from whatever day of the month you're at and 31 days.
Got it.
And that also works with the inactive status. So if someone is in that inactive group, they have not had a personal sale in the last 31 days.
Got it.
So you can
reach out
to them and kind of talk to them and, you know, see what's going on and if they need help, if they're having some personal troubles, you know, whatever the case may be.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I want to bring on Ms. Deborah Sale from Kentucky at this point, one of our ambassadors that has been involved and been connected, you know, has been to our last two events. And Ms. Deborah Sale from Kentucky, have you joined us live on the Impact Lunch Break call?
I sure have, all the way from beautiful but chilly Kentucky.
Well, welcome to the call, young lady. And did you have a question or did you have anything you wanted to share with Ms. Samantha Belke?
Well, Ms. Samantha has been such a big help to me. Samantha, I just want you to know that I love you and appreciate all you do. You work so hard for us, and you're such a wealth of information. I know I've called and bothered you quite a few times, and you've always been so pleasant and so helpful with me, and I just wanted to tell you I appreciate you and thank you for what you're doing. The only thing that I ever, the only question I ever have, and I think it's a matter of timing with me, is whenever I go online and I go to my back office and I go to look to see what my sales are and my commissions as to when they're paid out, time period in there when apparently it's not switched over yet or it doesn't show up on where I click on it, what is the time frame for that being up there?
So which one are you, when you go to commissions, which tab are you looking at?
It's just the top one that says commissions there.
Okay, so that, the commissions tab, when you go to summary, is that what you're talking about? Or
I go to summary. And then from the summary along the top, down there at the far end on the right, it says commissions. And I click on commissions. And then on the left, there's a top one that says summary. And that's the one that I click on. And then, it, of course, it has the numbers down through there and a listing on that, the right-hand window part of it, I guess you'd call it. Sorry for being here.
No, you're fine. No, like I said, it's not a problem. I'm just trying to make sure I understand like what you're asking. So weekly commissions run from Friday to Thursday. So that's the window of qualifications for weekly commissions. And what's paid weekly is new volume. So if you got a new sale, a new, you know, customer that week, then you're going to get paid the commission, you know, that week. Monthly commissions, excuse me.
You okay?
I apologize. Yes, ma'am, I apologize. I got a little frog in my throat there.
It'll do that.
So we close out, yeah, we close out the week on Fridays, and the checks are done the following Friday. So for monthly commissions, of course, that's the first through the end of the month, and then the checks are paid out on the 20th. So if you were looking to see what you might get paid in that week, I would check on a Monday. That gives us time to run the commissions that day because normally we do process weekly commissions on Fridays, and normally they are immediately posted into the back office once the commissions are committed. And depending on what day of the month, what day of the week the end of the month falls on, then it's going to be that Monday or, you know, the day after because it has to be at midnight to let the month close out in order, you know, to be able to do the commissions that, you know, for the month. And we're pretty good about getting them done quickly and getting them posted so that way you guys can see them.
Okay.
So There's also this fun thing that I was going to try to cover next week, but, of course, I mean, opens it up now, and it is part of the reporting, is there's a projection on the commission. You see January 2016, and it'll say view projection. That shows you your progress from the first until whatever day that you're looking at it of what your projected commission could be if you keep going at the rate that you're going. So if you want to get paid more, then, you know, of course, go out and, you know, garner more business. Or, you know, if you've gotten to where your goal is at, I mean, or you need to work on reaching out to your downline and encouraging other ambassadors to do the same. That gives you an opportunity to see what you would make based off of what you and your organization are doing.
Okay.
And Sam, I have a quick question for you as well. You know, and you may have covered this last week, but I just got a text message on this from a new person. And their question was, where in the back office, if they wanted to change their phone number or if they wanted to change their address, could they do it? And also, they came in with one credit card, and they want to know if they want to put a different credit card in for auto giving, how would they do it?
Right. You can actually access that on the overview page. Right underneath your name and where it says rep number and rank, there's a thing that says My Profile. When you click on that, it gives you the ability to edit your profile, change password, all that. When you click on, Edit Profile, that has your contact information, which is your address and your billing address and that kind of stuff. If you want to edit the credit card for auto giving, then you go to Orders, and you click on the second auto ship, and you can see what you have signed up for on your auto giving. And when you click on that, the view details, then it's going to give you edit schedule, edit payment information, a bunch of other different options where you can go in and you can edit that information there. And if it seems a little overwhelming, again, you know, with any of these things, you can always call in, you know, to the office, and we can help you with it.
Yes. And one more quick question. Person says they come in with a pack. They join as an ambassador with a pack. They want to go back, and they want to change their auto giving. They don't want it to be the pack, but they want it to be three CSPs. Can you walk them through how they would do that?
Yes, and we did cover that last week, too. So that's very important as far as just kind of learning the back office and learning, you know, how to not only teach yourself but teach your team. When you sign up and you sign up with a pack, you get your welcome email, you log back into your back office, and when you go to that second auto ship, it will say add new profile. When you click on that, it'll give you a list of all of the products that we have that are available for auto giving. So if you wanted to do 3CSP, then you're going to find the monthly recurring child saving products item. Click on the quantity of 3, and then you'll go through and you'll enter in your credit card information. And then it's going to take you to, it's going to show you a thing that says next shipment date. Right there, you're going to pick what day the next month that you want it to run. So if you want it to be on the 5th, or you want it to be on the 20th, or you want it to be on the 1st, or whatever day, you know, that's where you set that. And underneath it, it'll say day of the month, and it'll have a drop-down menu that's just a day. It's just a date, a single date. So that way, if you set it on the, you know, say you set it on May 5th, 2016, then you're going to do on the day, you're going to put the 5th. That way, every month, it runs on the 5th. And you can also, if one month, let's say, you know, you don't have the ability to do your auto ship in the beginning of the month, but you want to do it at the end of the month, but it's only for that month, then you click, you know, on auto ship, edit schedule, You've changed the next shipment day to the day that you want it to run, but don't change that day of the month. And for that month, it will run on another day, and then the following month, it'll go back to regular schedule. But if you wanted to change it permanently, you would change both.
Makes a lot of sense. Absolutely. If you would do me a favor, I'm going to bring on another young lady that has a question, and she's relatively new. In fact, I met her this past weekend in Tennessee, and she's becoming a regular here on the Impact Lunch Break Call, which is incredible. I can see her actually hosting a show coming up somewhere in the future. She's an incredible young lady. So, Rochelle, have you joined us from Franklin, Tennessee?
I have.
How are you, young lady?
I'm good, and how are you?
Doing absolutely incredible, incredible. Did you have a question for Samantha about anything about the back office?
Well, you know, I didn't really necessarily have one about the back office because I haven't explored it much.
Okay.
I'm signing up. I was going to sign up today. It's going to happen tomorrow, so it's going to be official tomorrow.
Okay, no worries.
I'm super excited. But I did have a question about, you know, coming in the future, because there are going to be so many people, obviously, kind of partnering with us and very
mm-hmm.
quickly and very soon, is there going to be any kind of training videos or any kind of thing like that that is going to be put out by the company that will, you know, we can use for the back office to train through some of that stuff and through some of those, you know, answer those questions that people constantly have?
No, that's a great question, and that is definitely a question that I have talked to the CEO about, and we're planning on doing that with Samantha, even if we do it on a YouTube basis. We like to
mm-hmm.
do our videos and put them in our own back office before we, you know, stick them on YouTube. So that will be coming in the near future, where you guys are going to have the guru of the back office, Ms. Samantha Pelkey, and we'll put on little short videos to explain all of this that you're hearing. We're just starting it on Blog Talk now, but it's going to be in the near future for sure. That's a great question, because people are visual and they learn
mm-hmm.
visually, and we understand that. But we wanted to bring Sam on and get some recordings here on now, you know, before we got all the videos together. And when we do the videos, they're going to be series, just like she's doing now,
mm-hmm.
where she's covering
yeah.
a little bit of it at a time. And so, yes, we definitely, you're a very perceptive young lady. That's absolutely a
mm-hmm.
great question.
Awesome.
So keep your breath and let you know
mm-hmm.
when that happens.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Sam, so that means you're going to become a movie star. You know that, right?
Yeah. Well, we also go over this when we have events. So
yeah.
we do this a lot because you learn, you know, people have different styles of learning. So some people can learn better visually, kinesthetically, you know, listening.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So this gives you the opportunity to, you know, these are available for replay. So you can open
mm-hmm.
up this in a tab and then open up your back office in a separate tab and be able to take notes and kind of go through and see what I'm talking about, because I am very, very serious about doing it step by step.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, every time I talk about stuff, like, I don't assume that you know what I'm talking about, because
mm-hmm.
everybody has to see it with fresh eyes for the first time.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I okay. try to say, okay, it's right here, and then from this point, we go to the next. And that way it's very easy to follow, because, like, when I first started and I first started learning the back office, like, I would get lost. And
yeah.
I would have that sense of panic and be like, oh, what do I do? Where do I go? How did I find that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now I can't find it again. So
mm-hmm.
I take those emotions and that anxiety that I had and try to apply it to make it where you guys don't have that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So,
awesome. Yeah.
And Sam, if you would do this as well, I know you covered it in the beginning. I want you to recover it, if you would, how you would sign up a new ambassador go over the ways that a person could sign up a new ambassador for me. If you could do that again, that would be helpful.
Right. To sign up a new ambassador, you can do it, like I said, like four ways. So the first way would be if, you know, you're having a meeting and they fill out an application and you're sitting in front of your laptop, you have the application in front of you, then you would go into your back office and go to the organization tab. And under the organization tab, the second little menu on the left says enroll new. And that brings you to the new ambassador application. So let's say they wanted to sign up themselves. So they could go to your replicated site and click get involved and are able to go through the same application process and do it themselves. And then, like I said, you can do it at any time of day or night. It doesn't matter because, you know, that's the great thing about the internet. The third way that you can sign up a new ambassador is to call into member support, you know, and say, hey, you know, I've got a new person. I've got them on three-way, and, you know, we can take their information, get them signed up. And the fourth way is either emailing or faxing in the paper application to us, and we can enter and process their payments that way.
And just, Charlotte, if you would, give everybody the member support number, home office support number, so they can lock it in, and if they need to call in, they can.
Yes, that is 817-283-0296. And as we've mentioned before, we are here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And believe me, this is what we do, and we take calls about these kinds of things every day. And if I'm not here or Samantha's not available, there's usually someone who can answer questions. And so we appreciate the calls, and that's what we're here to do.
And, Sam, I think it's important to let people know this. You know, it can't hurt the back office. So, you know, get back there and, you know, go through things and fumble around and click on things. And, you know, if you have questions, write them down, and then you can call the home office. But, you know, I think if you get back there and play around with the things, and if you pay attention to these, to this, every Wednesday we're going to be doing back office training with Samantha. And if you listen to the recordings, and you know, you got to study to find yourself approved. But I think just, you know, getting back there and going through the things, I don't think you can hurt anything back there.
No, you can't hurt anything. Definitely not.
Yeah,
and that's
well,
what I would tell
you.
People is, you know, kind of get, look around, see, you know, what's there. Click on things, read, you know, and then we, and you too, you know, I mean, you and I have sat on the phone before and
yes.
You had questions and I know this stuff well enough that, like, I can tell you what you need to know without having to be sitting in front of the computer. So,
right.
I mean, I know where it's at. So, like I said, it's not hard, it's just tedious. And it's like anything, you know, I compared it last week to having a flip phone and moving to a smartphone. You know, you're not going to know how to work it when you first sit down.
Right.
But given a couple of days and given, you know, some familiarity with it, then you're able to gain confidence. You know, so getting the knowledge and getting the confidence helps you to be able to be successful and teach other people how to use it when they first start.
Right. Right. So there's another question just popped up. You know, somebody joins you as an ambassador. You know, we get a text message, whether they join us as a member or an ambassador. And not sure if this is something that we can get done. Maybe it is, and I'll talk to you off the line about that. But is there a way to go back and see exactly how many CSPs they bought or if they bought a power pack or – because I know in the text message, it's just generic. It just says that this person has joined. But is there a way that we can go in our back office and see exactly what they joined with?
Well, it'll show you in the Revolution Qualifications Report.
Okay.
When you click on your OSV qualifications,
mm-hmm.
and click on their name, it'll show you how many they bought. And then if you look, and it'll also show you whether or not, you know, it was a, if they're scheduled for an auto ship or not.
Oh, wow.
It brings up like a profile page of that person, and it has their contact information. It has what their order summary was, if they had any customers. It kind of gives you a little bit going in that when you reach out to them and connect with them, you have some information about what they're doing. And when you look in the volumes report, you'll be able to see, you know, if they bought a Power Pack 15 and you see on the Revolution qualifications report that it says 15 and you see in the volumes report that it said 199, then you can put together that they bought a Power Pack.
Power Pack, right. Got it. Got it.
They bought 15, just straight out 15, then it's going to show you a higher dollar amount in the volumes.
Right. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. So that makes sense. That makes sense. So that way you can tell what they bought and how they came in. So that way we could track it. So that's good. That's good information. Well, you know, Samantha, in closing, if you have anything to share with the ambassadors that are on the line, take it away, young lady, and share that right now.
Well, just, you know, just wanted to recap about, you know, we talked about the calendar and how to enter in a new ambassador. And, you know, we talked about understanding, you know, the reports. And again, you know, like I said, it's not hard. It's just a little tedious. And, I mean, if you have any questions, you know, you can call in or text Silas, and he'll get them to me, and we can address them, you know, in the future. Next week, we're going to kind of go over the resources, the presentations, the printable resources that are available, and what to look for, because like when we update the materials, you know, we have them available for download. So that's kind of what we're going to go over next week, of getting people ready to host, you know, IPPs or meetings, or just getting yourself prepared to talk to someone else. You know, so last week, you know, we entered in customers and got people familiar with changing, you know, their personal information. This week it's how to get someone signed up. And next week it's how do you make it bigger? How do you make it better? So
yes.
That's
good. Well, that's good, young lady. We're looking forward to our next training on back office training here with Samantha Belke. And, you know, we truly appreciate you, young lady. I don't know how we'd do it without you. I know that's to be the case. And as she said, if there's ever a mistake made, get with the home office as quickly as possible, or get with myself so that we can correct that problem. You know, we're here in the beginning, and you know, we want to eliminate as many of those mistakes as possible. Because as we get bigger, it's a little tougher. But right now, you know, we have access to the home office and their help, and we want to make sure that we utilize them, that we utilize their help. You know, Charlotte, do you have any last-minute questions or anything for Samantha before we get a chance to close this call out today?
No, actually, I think that she covered it. Just, you know, recapping. For people to check in if they wanted to hear this information again, we are going to have this information available archived. And today, like she said, she's talking about how to enter new ambassadors, understanding reports, and reading the back office calendar. And, you know, I'm glad that she's going to be explaining next week, you know, what to do with all those forms once you do sign up, and, you know, where you can find all that information, because there's just a wealth of resource back there. And like you said, you can't hurt Revolution. You can't hurt the back office. So if you're listening and you're just kind of uncertain on where to go or how to navigate, there's nothing that you can do to break it. So just get in there and dig in. And we appreciate it, Samantha. Thank you so much.
And I just want to remind
everybody.
Absolutely, just want to remind everybody on Saturday at 10 a.m. Central. That's our regular training call day, and we'll be training this Saturday on, you know, what to do. A brand new person who just joins, what to do? You know, what do you do? And also, how do you talk to people about what we do? How do you talk to people about becoming, you know, partners, which are customers? How do you talk to people about becoming ambassadors, which are members? And so we're going to go over that whole thing of, you know, I joined today, what's my next step? We're going to go through that. We're going to go through how to talk to people so you go to them correctly and you don't make a mistake of trying to, you know, come across like a network marketing salesperson, because this is not, in my opinion, a network marketing company. All right, this is a mission. This is a ministry. This is a cause-based business that just simply happens to have a network marketing compensation plan. We've attached the compensation plan, but we've taken away all the fluff and all the hype and all the, you know, trying to push people to do things. What we want to do is we want to just get this information in front of people. We're going to be talking about our systems of exposures and getting this information in front of people and continue to do it. The more you do it, the more success you're going to have. You know, I'll never forget, my son started off in September, and, you know, he put information out there, and I kept telling him, you got to just keep doing it. Don't worry about your results. Just keep doing it. So then in October, he put information out there, and he had some people from September sign up. And then in November, he put information out there. Then he had some people in September and October who signed up. Why? Because they kept seeing the information. They kept seeing it on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. So that's what we have to do. We have to keep exposing people. We have different exposures that you can use. All right? We've got to keep exposing people. And the more we expose them, the more they understand, the more they make a decision to get started. So don't get discouraged if your first one or two or three or four people that you talk to don't get involved. What you must do is you must learn the system. You learn our system of exposures. You learn our four-step training. You learn, you know, how to utilize the four-minute recorded call, or the you learn how to utilize the five-minute video, and you learn your back office. You study to make yourself approved. And the more that you're putting this information out there, guys, when this thing explodes, you're not even going to understand it. But it's going to explode because it starts like a little bonfire. You know, you put all the stuff in the bonfire and all the little twigs, and then you put all of the, you know, you put the logs on, and, you know, you put the newspaper, you entangle it in there, and you put the little branches on, and then you start the little fire, and it's, you can barely see it. It's, you know, it's down there deep in, and, you know, then you go, man, let me ignite this fire. I'm gonna put some lighter fluid on, and you put the lighter fluid on, and poof. You see it flame up, and then it goes back down because it's still gaining momentum. It's still gaining people. And before you know it, that bonfire is so high. It's lit so high, and it burns so long. And that's what we're doing here with Hidden Hunger Global. We're starting a bonfire. We're starting it with every new person you share this business with. The key is you got to continue the momentum by continuing sharing with people and continually exposing people to the different exposures. Blog Talk Radio is an exposure. So you want to get people on this exposure. Tomorrow, we're going to have somebody from corporate on the line. I'm not sure yet who it's going to be, but there's going to be someone from corporate. I'll know later on this evening, and we'll have that out. But there'll be someone from corporate on. You can call in, ask questions. You can hear them. I'll be interviewing them. So don't miss Blog Talk Radio tomorrow. Again, I want to thank all of our guests. And I want to thank our special guest, Ms. Samantha Belke, for getting on with Back Office Training. I learned so much today, as I always do with Samantha. And, again, don't hesitate to call in the home office, you know, to ask a question. If you make a mistake on something, don't think it's a mistake that has to stay a mistake. If you call the home office, we'll get it rectified. We'll get it fixed. But I just want everyone to know that we're one family, with one focus, and that is to save 1 million children in a month. God bless everyone. Have an outstanding day.